Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Ask Pat, episode 770. Thank you for being here today. Welcome to the brand new year and another year's worth of Ask Pat starting now. All right, thanks so much. And here's today's question from Andrew.
Oh, hi, Pat. It's Andrew Gibson here from itcareerbuilder.com. I have been listening to your podcasts and building up my business from the beginning of this year. I have a full-time job, which I really enjoy, and I've been doing this thing as a side gig, essentially. And it's at the stage now where if I'm going to do this, I need to invest a whole lot more time. But the thing is, I've got my day job, which I really love, and I don't intend actually giving that job up yet. I'm not sure if I can give myself the full amount to the business. So just wanting to get your opinion on what options are out there and if you've come across this with other readers. Thank you.
Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for the question. You know, it's really interesting because when I was working my job as an architect, I really loved it as well. But it was because of that that I never really explored what my other options were. So it's really cool that you're doing this thing on the side already, and you're at a point where you feel like you need to invest more time in that particular business to grow it to where you want to grow. However, you love your day job, and if you don't want to leave it, don't leave it. I also am very admirable that you aren't just making these quick decisions here because of what other people might be doing. You're looking internally for yourself, and really that's what you need to do. At some point, you will make a decision one way or another, but there are some options out there for you. And the one thing I would say that came to mind first is potentially get a partner to help with a lot of the business growth and scaling of this current side gig that you've had. Now, that business partner could be somebody that you know or somebody that maybe you've already worked with in this side gig. I don't know what the side gig is, but that's where I would start. That way you can have man hours and thoughts and brain power put into growing it to where it needs to go. And it can help you both generate more of a side income, or it can even be something that you can then sell off your share of it later on. Now, there is, of course, the aspect of partnerships, which is almost like a marriage. So you don't want to just find the first person that seems interested in it and just say, yes, let's do this. Let's talk about it. Let's make sure that we both have the same goals. Let's make sure that we both work together. And because you know that you're not going to be putting as much time as you potentially could into it because you still have this day job, you want to be very honest with the other person as you are making this discussion, having this discussion and making these decisions. So that's one thing you could do. Another thing you could do is work a little bit on productivity. So in your life, are there any areas of your life that you could actually sacrifice some time so that you can work on your business more and grow it without worrying about your day job? Or, again, I'm just speculating here or thinking out loud, perhaps there's a way to combine the two. I know a few examples of people who have started a side gig that related to their day job, and they were allowed to stay in their day job, but they were kind of taking a different role in their day job because of what they were doing. They actually had a promotion because of it and had more responsibility and were able to sort of grow both at the same time, which was really cool. So those are some different options that you can take. There's a great book out there by Chip and Dan Heath, two brothers who have written one of my all-time favorite books, which is Made to Stick. That's not the book I want to recommend here, though. The book I want to recommend is called Decisive, and it's a great book when you're coming up with upon these hard decisions in your life, and it's a great way to start off the year here because we're all going to come across some cool opportunities. And you know what's cool about this, Andrew, is this is a good problem to have. You know, it's like it's better than not having a job and not having a business to grow. You have both, and now you're making decisions. So I want to give you kudos on growing that and also sticking with what you love. And I want to wish you all the best. I really don't have much more to say than that. Now, I do want to encourage all of you who are listening to this to get more involved than you were last year. So if you have some comments and things you want to discuss with myself or Andrew related to this particular episode and any other episodes that you listen to, use Twitter. That's the best place to do that. You can use the hashtag AskPat770 for this particular episode. So Andrew, you can follow that hashtag in case people have anything to say, and I will too. So AskPat770, and at Pat Flynn is my Twitter handle, so you can make sure I see it. But Andrew, thank you so much, and congratulations on everything. And what's cool is we're also going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, just like Andrew did. So thank you so much. Keep the questions coming in. It's a brand new year, a whole new batch of questions coming your way and answers from me, of course. And of course, we always end with a quote here. And that quote today is from Richard Hooker. He says, "Change is not made without inconvenience, even from worse to better." Take care, everybody, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.